I can have your attention here in the media center. We are now joined by the winner of tonight's second Can-Am Duel at Daytona, and that is Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9 Napa Auto Parts Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. And Chase, another wild race here at Daytona International Speedway. What was the secret that got you the victory lane tonight?
Well, first off, a really fast car, first and foremost. And, you know, secondly, I think just a big push by Kevin at the right time. It was timely, and just the way it kind of worked out, was able to get by, you know, Denny before the lane, completely got single file, then was able to, you know, kind of halfway control the top and how it continued to run, and was hoping that, you know, those guys would give each other a hard time there towards the end and would hopefully take some pressure off me. So fun night for sure. Fast car. Did it last year, so the big trophy is the one we want.
Okay, we'll open the floor for questions. If you have a question for Chase, raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start with Joseph and work our way around and go to Bob.
Thanks. Joseph Walken, frontstretch.com. How important is it for you to start the season off with a new number 9 car, get that win, carry on your dad's legacy?
Yeah, it was, you know, car looks good. I'm a little biased, but the 9 looks pretty good there on top of the scoring pylon. So I would love to have it there more throughout the season. You know, like I alluded to a minute ago, we were able to do this last year and win our duel. The one on Sunday is the one we want, and that's the one that counts, and the one that everybody's after. Obviously, a lot of racing after that too. So, you know, this is an exciting event. You know, having the duels, I think, is pretty cool. But man, you know, the kicker would be to have a good run Sunday, and that's where our focus is at.
Go next to Bob, then to Jordan, then to Mike.
Bob Pockers, ESPN. Has the finish of last year's race kind of stuck in your craw, and have you been kind of waiting to get back to this event?
Yeah, definitely. Last year was a bummer. Unfortunately, the beginning of many bummers throughout the season. I hope that's not the trend this year. I hope tonight's more the trend, but, you know, time will tell, I guess. But definitely, you know, think about it. Some, but on the same token, you know, I feel like we played our cards the best we could last year. I don't really know what we would have done any differently. And as I've told you guys before, you know, the ones where, you know, I feel like we could have done something differently, or I could have done something differently to change the result, are the ones that frustrate me the most, knowing that last season in this event, I feel like we did the right things with the position we were put in. Doesn't make me as frustrated just because I felt like we played our cards well and we couldn't help how the circumstances ended up.
Jordan?
Jordan Bianchi, SB Nation. Chase, looking back to your first Daytona 500 2 years ago, can you tell me how you've changed as a driver in restrictor plate races and how you've improved?
Yeah, I mean, I hope I've gotten better for sure. You know, would like to, if we make it past lap 20 on Sunday, then we've done better than my first event down here. So, you know, I think that overall as a team, I think we've done a better job of setting our cars up and making our cars faster and drive the way I want them to drive. Our communication's better. My communication with Eddie has gotten better. His communication to me, what I'm looking for. I think all that stuff is just over time it develops and you hope it's improving as we go along as well. So I hope we haven't peaked. I hope we continue to work at it, get better and find some better results in the big shows.
Go to Mike and then to Jerry.
Mike Kimber, USA Today. Early evidence indicates the cars are reacting differently from last year, maybe significantly differently. Is that going to impact what you might or might not be able to do when you have to do something late in the race?
Yeah, I definitely think that, well, first off, the sunshine being, you know, not out tonight was, to me, the biggest factor of all. I think the sun and the heat on Sunday is going to play a pretty big role in the race and how people's cars drive, how they react in certain situations. You know, I got in a bad spot there. I thought Eric was going to take the top and I tried to scoot the middle, got both of us in kind of a bad aero spot. Unfortunately, he got the bad of the stick, didn't mean to turn him around, but kind of just the aero, the cars are already so unstable. I mean, you don't even have to touch them, you know, to make that happen. So I think all of us being aware of that more is going to weigh on our minds and just try to, you know, keep from wrecking people, you know, because when that happens, you're taking a big chance of wrecking yourself too. So we'll have to be smart. I'm sure everybody's paying attention to it. And I think it's going to be key to have your car driving pretty good on Sunday, which is exciting. I think that's what everybody wants back down here.
Jerry?
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires.net and PRN. Blaney said he would probably want some changes for his car on Sunday to do something different. Are you happy with the setup you have, or you found what you need for Sunday in the race, or do you want something different as well?
Yeah, I want something different for sure. I think that, you know, the nighttime and the cooler conditions tonight, I think, covered up a lot of handling conditions that won't necessarily be the case, or I don't think will be the case at all on Sunday. So I think if you're not taking tonight's information and trying to learn from it, you know, I think that's a mistake.
Go to George, then to Dustin, then to Mike.
Yeah, Chase, back here, George Diaz, Orlando Sentinel. Congratulations. Obviously, though, the Fords have been very strong, Penske, Hamlin, et cetera. You guys feel you still have, obviously, enough for those guys to hang with them? Can you elaborate, please?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, I feel like we have as good a shot as anybody to compete for a victory on Sunday. You know, I don't really have anything else to say beyond that. I think we can do it, and I believe that our team's very well capable of it.
Go next to Dustin and then to Mike.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Did you like being able to watch the first race because of being able to watch the Penske cars, knowing how well they've done the last year or so, a couple of years on plates, or would you have preferred to have been in that race to have been able to see those cars up close? And would that have made a difference?
I don't know that it would have changed a ton. You know, the past 2 years I was in the first race, so I never had a chance to sit and watch. But it was kind of nice, I guess, to sit and watch and kind of see how it unfolded. So I think to answer your question, yes, it was similar to what we saw in the Clash on Sunday. So I think we kind of knew a little bit of what was coming, at least. So yeah, I don't think it hurt.
Mike?
Mike Nett from frontstretch.com. Congratulations, Chase. A lot of folks talking about making their cars handle better. Is it possible to do that mechanically down here, or are you pretty much solely dependent on making aero changes to get it to handle better?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that there are certain things you can do mechanically to make them drive better, but I definitely think whatever you do has to coincide from an aero standpoint as well. I don't think you can do something that looks better on paper that should drive better if it's doing the opposite of what you would see in the wind tunnel, right? So I think they have to coincide to make that happen.
Mike?
Did you see the replays of the two wrecks in the first race that Stenhouse was involved in? It appeared that he got so close, he just took the air away. Is there any way that the other guys could have prevented that at all, or is that just going to be a sitting duck thing Sunday?
Man, I think I don't know what you could have done. You know, like I said a second ago, unfortunately, I kind of put Eric in that same spot. You know, you don't mean to do it. You know, you're trying to advance your position, and it's just a bad place to be in when you're the other guy, right? And there's not really a whole lot you can do about it. So to answer your question, no. I mean, if a guy, you're kind of at the mercy of the people behind you. When it comes to that, and they know, you know, definitely know now where the vulnerable spots are.
Well, Chase, congratulations on your win tonight, and good luck Sunday in the Great American Race.
Thanks.